Good afternoon. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We meet at Chew Farmwood Terrace. That's just off Dumbarton Road. Come to the police station and then go up the hill. And we're there beside Farmwood Primary School. Our building's next door. We give you a warm welcome to come along and be there at 11 a.m. on Sunday or 6 p.m. early Sunday evening. And we also meet on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. And we do extend a warm welcome to you, that you might hear something more concerning the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord Jesus has come in order to save sinners. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. And friends, this is really the core message of Christianity. It's about what God has done in Christ in order to save people. You see, this is our greatest need. We need to be saved. And what do we need to be saved from? We need to be saved from our sin. Now, what indeed is sin? Sin is any want of or conformity unto the law of God. Now, God has given us a law, and that law is written in our hearts, and we find it in the law, in the Word of God. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20. And there we find the Ten Commandments have been codified for us. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not take unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. That's a very brief summary of the Ten Commandments. And these commandments you know in your own heart to some extent. And we are to keep these commandments. But the problem is, because we are sinners, we cannot keep these commandments. We cannot. It's impossible. We are sinners by nature and sinners by practice. Our first parents, when they were created, Adam from the dust and Eve from Adam, when they were first created, they were perfect. And they lived a perfect life for some time. But what happened? They did sin. First, Eve was tempted by the evil one, and she succumbed to temptation. She disobeyed God, and so then did her husband. He ate of the forbidden fruit, and both of them sinned, and both of them died spiritually that day. And ever since that, friends, the whole of human race has been in sin. And you know, the Bible gives a special word of exhortation to the young. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Here are the words of Solomon, who is widely regarded to be the second most wisest man apart from Christ himself. And he experienced everything that this world could give him. Riches, honor, wealth, plenty of women, wine and song. Anything he wanted, he was able to achieve. And he came to that realization. But the best thing in life is to fear God. and to obey His commandments. And He gives a special exhortation to the young. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now is the time to get right with God. And the Bible tells us that if we're in Christ, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And this is what Christianity is about. It's about new life. It's about a new start. It's about having our sins forgiven. And when our sins are forgiven, not by a priest or not by any other religious person, but when they're truly forgiven by God Himself, we have a new start, and we have a new life, and we have a new power. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to live a life that is pleasing to Almighty God. That's why it says in the Scriptures, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's what we find. Jesus makes us new. He transforms our old wicked life, gives us new motives, new desires, new purpose, and we are to know that. And we are to be reconciled to God through what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And that's why the Bible says to us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, it's wonderful being a Christian. It's wonderful having your sins forgiven. It's wonderful not to be under condemnation. What do I mean? Well, you know something about this condemnation. Your conscience will condemn you. You have broken God's law. You're not right before God by nature. There is a barrier there. There's a problem. There's a burden. What is it? It's sin. It must be dealt with. How can it possibly be dealt with? It can only be dealt with through believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we come out this afternoon, that we might in some sense introduce you to the Savior. Because we live in days of great ignorance. You know, many people know nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ. They know nothing about Christianity. They know nothing about the essential message of the Bible. There is much ignorance. And therefore we come out that you might be, in some sense, introduced to Christ, that you might see His beauty, you might see His glory, and that you might see your need for Him. Because we all need Him. How do we need Him? We need Him because we've all sinned, and we've all come short of the glory of God. And one day, we're going to meet God. We're going to meet God in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus. And that day when we meet Him, we shall give account. We shall give account of our lives, what we have done, what we have said, how we have behaved, and how will you fare? How will you stand on that day? Sorry, I had to stop there for a moment because the batteries ran out. That's the way it is. But we were talking about the Lord Jesus, and we were talking about that day that when we will stand before Him. It's an awesome thought to consider that maybe this one that you are rejecting today, you will meet face to face one day. And there's no doubt about it, you will. The Bible tells us, and this is where we take all our teaching from. It's from the Bible. We don't make this up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. There we're told we'll stand before Jesus, that we must give account, everything done in His body, all our actions, all our words, all our thoughts shall be laid bare that day. How will we stand? What will happen? I tell you, friends, honestly, I would not like to give account of my thoughts, of my words, of my deeds. But I thank God that I have a Savior, a one who has died in my room and place and paid the price of all my sins. And that's what we find is in the Gospel. We find that the Lord Jesus has lived a perfect life, and if we will believe on Him, we will receive His righteousness, and He shall bear the penalty for our sins. It's a tremendous transaction. But that's what happens. And how will you fare on that day then, on that great day of judgment, when Christ will be there on His great white throne? For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. It doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. We'll stand before King Jesus on His great white throne. And Paul says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What does He persuade them of? He persuades them of the fact that there's a Savior. And that Savior is the Lord Jesus. And the Savior bids us to repent and to believe the Gospel. What does repent mean? Repent means to confess and to forsake our sins. What is sin? Sin is any want of or conformity unto the law of God. We sin when we break God's law. And we sin when we fail to keep God's law. We have sins of commission and sins of omission. And therefore we are to believe upon the Lord Jesus. We are to repent. And we are to forsake all our sins. We are to forsake our idolatry. We are to forsake our false worship. We are to forsake our blasphemy. How often have we heard the Lord's name taken in vain, even as people pass by here this afternoon? The third commandment tells us, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day? How many of us think the Sabbath, the Sunday, is a day for ourselves to do as we want? It's a day when we are to worship God. It's a day of rest. It's a day when we attend to the things concerning our souls. Honor thy father and thy mother, the fifth commandment. We're to honor our mom and dad. Thou shalt not kill. That's a commandment that's been broken time and time again. Even today, abortion itself is the killing of the unborn. Thou shalt not commit adultery is another one. That's happening continually. Any sex outside marriage is forbidden. And marriage is between one man and one woman. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. These are the things that we are to give up. We are to stop committing. When we repent, we are to forsake all our sins and believe. What are we to believe? We're to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to believe that He is the only begotten Son of God. We're to believe that He is the only God-appointed Savior and Mediator. There is no other one, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other way to get right with God. There's no plan B. Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, this is the one we are to call upon. We're to believe that He did suffer and die. We're to believe that He went into the grave. We're to believe that on the third day He rose victorious over the grave. And the Savior that we proclaim to you this afternoon is a Savior who's alive and alive forevermore. Don't think for one moment that Christianity is all about death. Christianity is all about life. And the Savior's alive. And He has said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's why He has come. He has come to give us eternal life. You know we have physical life, but that will be taken away from us one day. But we need to have spiritual life. What is that? That's life whereby we love God, and we don't have that by nature. But the Lord Jesus Christ will give us that spiritual life. He will change us and make us the kind of people that we should be. And then ultimately, friends, in eternity, we will have immortality. We shall live forever and forever. This is ultimately what everyone wants. Well, it's only to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way to receive this is to receive Him. We are to repent and to believe the gospel. And what a wonderful and glorious promise that we have. What is it? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. If we're young, if we're old, if we're a hardened sinner, it doesn't matter. Jesus says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we will but repent, if we will forsake our old ways, if we will but believe, we will have Him as Lord. We will have Him as Savior. We will have the gift of eternal life. We will know the joy of having your sins forgiven. Friend, would you like to know that joy? Would you like to have peace with God? Would you like to have a peaceful conscience? Would you like to know that the great transaction concerning your eternal destiny is secure? Well, today, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time, because in some way the gospel has been proclaimed to you. Christ, the Lord Jesus, and His claims are being pressed upon you this afternoon, and you are urged to come to Him, to call upon Him. that you might know forgiveness of sins and to be reconciled to God. Come therefore. We're here from Partick, Free Church of Scotland, continuing. We meet at 2 Thornwood Terrace, just off Dumbarton Road. You will come to the police station there, opposite the police station, go up the hill, and you will find our church. We welcome you there on the Lord's Day, 11 and 6, and Wednesday at 7:30. And it's the Lord's Day because that's the day when Jesus arose, and that's the day that we can be sure that the sacrifice of Christ was accepted, because God would never raise a liar, and God would never raise an impostor. No, no. The very fact that Jesus Christ is alive and alive forevermore tells you and me that His work was accepted, and therefore we can go out with confidence in the everlasting gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And therefore, if we will come to Him, if we will embrace Him, we will have Him as Lord and Savior, and we will know what it is to be right with God. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. What a wonderful position to be in, to have peace with God. It's yours in Christ. All, we're told, all the Father giveth me shall come to me, and whosoever cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. What a promise! What a glorious promise! If we will come to Him, He will never cast us away. Therefore, let us repent. Let us come to Him. Let us believe upon Him. Let us call upon Him. Let us believe that He is merciful, and He will receive us and give us what we so desperately need, to be reconciled to God. May the Lord bless His word to you this afternoon, and God willing, we'll be back.